The Illinois River used to be an average of more than 20 feet deep. These days, the river averages a depth of about 2 feet. The river stretches nearly from Chicago across the state of Illinois and joins the Mississippi near St. Louis. The entire length of the Illinois River is clogged with sediment that's eroded mostly from farmland. Besides blocking navigation, the sediment buries aquatic plants, destroying a food source for fish and waterfowl. A giant dredger is taking deep bites into the muck beneath the water's surface that's clogging up the bottom of the river near Peoria. The bright orange clamshell bucket is filling up barges that will take 100,000 tons of sediment to Chicago. There it will be used to cover up the remains of an old steel plant and create 17 acres of parkland. Bob Foster is a project manager with the Chicago Park District. He says the steel mill site is useless without the sediment from the Illinois River.
And so what's left now is a lot of foundations and 40 feet of slag. And it's pretty hard to plant trees on 40 feet of slag. This project would not be happening unless we were going to receive this soil and this dredge material, because soil is our number one cost in park development now.
State and federal officials say this idea helps both the Illinois River by clearing out sediment and the city of Chicago by providing topsoil for a park. The program also has the support of environmentalists, although they do sound a word of caution. Mark Miller is an environmentalist who serves on the Illinois River Coordinating Council, a group of public and private organizations trying to help the river. He supports the dredging program, but says it would be better if the government, farmers, and developers would do more to stop soil erosion.
And that's why the Illinois River Coordinating Council has, you know, many irons in the fire in addressing these issues. It's going to take prevention in order to stop the kind of problems that have been going on for decades.
This kind of program won't work everywhere. John Marlin is with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. He's done a lot of studies on the possible uses for dredged material. But because some sediment is contaminated with pesticides or old factory pollution, you have to test the muck and know where it's going to be used.
There are definitely places where the soil in the lakes and the Illinois River is too polluted to use. But there are other places where it's clean, and one of our jobs is going to be to find out where it's clean and where it's not safe to use and make judgments accordingly. There'll be a lot more questions as time goes on.
But public officials behind this project are concentrating solely on the positives of the project. Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn told supporters at a rally on the banks of the Illinois River that the dredging program will be the beginning of a much larger program that will benefit several states.
This is a model. We want to replicate it. We want to do it elsewhere. We're open for business. If you need topsoil somewhere, we got it. And by digging up the sediment and making the river a little deeper, we can help our fish, our wildlife, our waterfowl. We can help our boating, our recreation.
To have any significant impact on the Illinois River, this kind of dredging program will have to be expanded exponentially. This first project will remove 100,000 tons of sediment. Each year, more than 14 million tons of sediment is washed into the Illinois River Basin. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jonathan Aull.